Join the 2024 Billings Chamber Breakfast with former NFL football player and youth advocate Andre Reed on April 25th, 2024 at First Interstate Arena at Metro Park. Chamber Breakfast featuring Andre Reed is brought to you by Nonstop Local, Rubicare, Health Savings Program, Komatsu, First Interstate Bank, Irk Hotels, Intermountain Health, St. Vincent's Regional Hospital, Roar and Pearl, Next Era Energy, Advanced Care Hospital, Cushing Terrell, Valley Federal Credit Union, Stockman Bank, KOA, Pepsi-Cola, Billings, Edward Jones, and 406 Memories. Get your tickets today.
Hello and welcome to Chambercast, the Billings Chamber of Commerce's podcast, brought to you by Upstream Strategies Partners. I'm your host, Jack Genoway. Each spring, the Billings Chamber of Commerce holds our annual Chamber Breakfast. One component of the breakfast is the presentation of the current year's Business Excellence Awards. With me today for this episode is our 2024 Outstanding Business Person, Michelle Harkins, Director of the Billings Industrial Revitalization District. Thank you so much for joining me today and congratulations.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I guess just thanks to everyone for this award. It's still unbelievable that I won it. So,
well, so we've had you on the show before to talk about some of the work that you do. And we've done episodes even before you were in this position talking about what the bird is. But for anybody who is, not fully up to speed, what is the bird? And talk a little bit about what your role is.
Yeah. So the bird is a 501c6, which is a nonprofit membership ran organization. So we work for our members that we have in the eBird. And we are contracted with the City of Billings to oversee the Tax Increment Financing District, which is the eBird, the East Billings Urban Renewal District. And so basically, a base tax was established in 2007 that oversees our district. And any property taxes that were raised since that day stays in our district to help fund revitalization to our district. So there is a certain list of funds that qualify for these reimbursable expenses to encourage growth, renewal, revitalization in that district. And we just help encourage people to do so.
Yeah. Really, really important work in developing that part of town.
Yes, I think so.
Anybody who's listened to this episode or has had any involvement with the chamber for any length of time knows we're a huge supporter of TIF and all of the work that you're doing in those districts.
So. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that inspired you and brought you to where you are today with your career and your organization.
Yeah. So I think what inspires me to kind of have like a nonprofit job is, I know everyone always says, well, my parents. Well, my parents grew up, my mom grew up on a farm and my father grew up in a very industrial family. And they always were raised with giving back to the community. No matter how little you have, there's someone else in a worse position than you. And you should always be very cautious about that. Even when people are having bad days, you never know, you know, what they're going through or what happened to them. And you should always just be conscious of that. And, you know, just be aware of what people are going through. And, you know, as I grew up, my mom always made us make sure that, you know, if things happen, just be helpful in the community, be aware of people's feelings. And it always takes the same amount of energy to be kind as it does to be mean. So always lead with kindness. And so as I went through school and became an adult and figured out what I wanted to do, my cup actually never felt full. I got my master's in accounting. I had my undergrad in history and political science. I worked in politics. I worked in public accounting. I worked for a big metal manufacturer in town. And my cup, even though I enjoyed what I did and I found, you know, joy in it, it never felt full. I always was kind of just at work and working. And my son one day just, we were talking about helpers. We watched Mr. Rogers quite a bit. And he went through our whole family asking if they were helpers. And, you know, the whole time he was going through the list, I kind of was feeling a little down, like knowing I wasn't a helper. And then when he got to me, he asked. And I just had to say no. And he asked me why. And I knew that that was my decision and my career path that I made. And I just had to answer him with, I don't know. Because how else do you explain that to a young child?
Yeah.
And it was with that and a lot of other things that were going on that I decided to put my notice in and quit my job and like search for a job that was a nonprofit that I know that would help others and fill my cup because, you know, I had the opportunity that I could go work for a nonprofit and I could give more of myself to the community. And it was since that day that I've been doing things that I could give back. I could help. I could put all of myself into something that would be able to help people and benefit the community as a whole. And
okay.
That's how I got here.
Dang. So, and you're originally from Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Were you already in Billings when you made that decision or did something else bring you here?
Yes. So what brought me here is my husband and I were working for a whitewater rafting company. And well, at the time, he was my boyfriend in Ocoee, Tennessee. We moved out to Montana to rock and ice climb. And this was, goodness gracious, about 15 years ago. And yeah, we lived in Billings, Montana when I made that decision. So I already made that decision when I lived in Billings. I already fell in love with the city and I knew this was like our forever home. And this was the city that I wanted to put my roots down in. And this is the city that I saw everything that I wanted to be in. So this is a city I knew that I wanted to be a part of for long term and wanted to help and be a part of.
How do you connect that, you know, that desire to help others and give back to the community to the work that you do now? Because I think a lot of people would look at, you know, like a TIF district and think a lot about, you know, business development and that kind of thing and not really see it as like a community service.
Yeah. So a lot of the businesses that we help in the eBird, I think are mom and pop. So currently some of the businesses that we're working on is we're going to city council on April 22nd and it's two local people starting their first business, and that's who we're helping. And it's going to bring jobs to Billings. It's going to bring beautification and renewal to the community. We are also helping a project with housing development, which Billings is short on, and it is helping. Another big project that I'm working on currently, like the bird has done amazing things. But when I came in, we weren't doing a lot of community outreach, a lot of community engagement. And I think a lot of people had a skewed image of the neighborhood and they didn't see what potential it had, what beauty it had, what history it had. And so that's something I really wanted to focus on as well. So we put a lot of energy into revitalizing North Park and making that more community centered. And what is so community centered about the bird and the eBird is it has a lot of historical significance. And once you put all of that energy into building businesses and housing and beautification into an area, it is really good for the community. It gives them a place that they feel safe, that they can walk around, that they can have the accessibility to everything in the community that they need. It provides more transportation. There's just a lot of things right now that 10 years ago, the eBird didn't have. And it's with my predecessors, my board, and myself that we are trying to make that happen for the community.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do think that the work that you're doing does serve the public good. You know, it helps reduce crime. It helps provide opportunities for people. It helps with infill development, which is good for everybody. So, yeah, I think it might not be readily apparent to some people who aren't necessarily familiar with what's going on in the eBird, but it makes a lot of sense to me. Let's stay on that for a little bit. I want to dive into some of those more specific projects. Can you give us a couple of examples of some of the TIF applications that your district has put forward recently and what the impacts of those have been?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really excited about the progress we've been seeing in TIF. So since I've been there, we've done phase one of the Billings brownstones. So that was site prep and demolition of some houses that were falling in, the foundation and the soil underneath them were just not stable for housing and were actually condemned. And they are coming forward with their phase two application this week or next week to go before city council to build those 22 housing units.
Awesome.
Yes. And then Undammed Distillery was operating as a rental property next to Thirsty Street. And they have bought their own property and are expanding their enterprises. We did that one in December. I think it was December 18th as with the Billings Brownstone phase one, and they're moving ahead with their project. We have also done phase two is coming soon. We are doing 1889, which is a brewery that we're moving ahead with. That was the newest one we did. And then we also did Tailwind Property Management. That one went through in February, I believe. And that one's a new property management company that is going on where Yellowstone Ice and Water used to have one of their old properties. Okay. And yeah, a lot of it is mom and pop businesses that were started in Billings And that's what we try to focus on a lot in the eBird. And then we've had a lot of properties change hands, a lot of people fixing up properties. And then the ones that we have in progress coming are just so amazing. And I just can't wait for everyone to find out about them because some of them are so unique and we haven't seen yet in Billings. And so when those get out, I think people are going to be really excited. And we have more housing coming. We have some mixed use coming and just a lot of what Billings needs. And it's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a good location for, there's so many good opportunities in your district. It's like centrally located right between downtown and the Heights. So many good opportunities for development there. And it sounds like you have a little bit of everything coming down the
road. Yeah, a little bit of everything, which is nice because, like I said, a few years ago, we weren't seen as having a lot of housing in that area. We weren't seen as having a lot of rentals for business, food. We didn't have a lot of that, but we have more of that coming in. And we had the accessibility to the interstate. Like you said, downtown, the Heights, it's a great center spot for accessibility for people to get to any location that you need in Billings.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the work that you've done on North Park, too, because that's been a huge undertaking.
Yes.
And you went out and you got extra funding for it. So, yeah, just give us a rundown of everything that's happening in North Park.
Yeah. So I try to stay away from the negative, but the whole North Park situation started due to a youth stabbing that happened there when I first started. And it just broke my heart, to be completely honest, because parks are supposed to be a safe place for kids. They're supposed to be an area of refuge for if anything's going on in your life, that you can go there. You can feel safe and secure and you can escape. But that's not what North Park was. And that's not what it was for a lot of people. And that's what it should be.
Yeah. So, and it's not just that anecdotal extreme stuff. We know, I mean, I looked at the crime statistics in that area, and we know that there was a lot of negative activity happening in that area.
Yeah, yeah. So I worked, you know, with SEPDED, and we worked with the police department. We worked with a lot of organizations I went through the SEPDED program last spring, and we really focused on North Park about what can we do to improve that area? What can we do to make it safer for people, to activate it, to make it better? And so that's when it all started. And it was about the same time that a lot of other things were going on with the Parks Department and all of that. And a lot of other competing things were going on. So I was just like, okay, we're going to do this on our own. We're going to figure out how to raise the money. We're going to figure out how to make this the best park that it can be. So we did have help with the Parks and Rec Department through SEPDED and other organizations, and we collaborated and we all came together and we were just like, all right, we need new lighting. So I'm thankful for the SEPDED in the city that is stepping up and we are putting tons of new lighting through the entire park, which is going to be so amazing. We got new bathrooms for the park that are ADA accessible and they have better vantage so people feel safer going into them. We are getting adult exercise equipment there. We got a brand new playground that is just going to be stunning. I don't know. People need to drive past there right now because people go to Pioneer Park and they love the playground and they're like, we need more of those. Go look at North Park. It is going to compete with playgrounds like that. We raised the funds to add a dog park to North Park. It's going to be over an acre. We were supposed to start it last week, but then we saw the weather and you can't really lay concrete when you get a surprise, you know, snowstorm when you've been having a nice week. But we have all the material in and we're ready to install it. So thank you for everyone that contributed to that. But it's going to be over an acre. It's going to be beautiful. We're getting new trees planted in there. We're getting colorful benches, water fountains that are going to be standard height, ADA height, and dog level. And we're going to keep those running as long as we can through the seasons. And then we are doing a 6-hole disc golf course, and then we're going to have a practice hole as well. And we've been working with Top Tier Golf on that. And this park we are activating it and we are doing everything we can to make this park like such a gem in Billings and make it that place that North Park is going to be so excited and proud of and that kids are going to feel safe when they come there. And then we are working with other groups to get the North Park Center painted on the inside. They're heading that up and we are helping get volunteers. So, and then the outside's going to get repainted of the community center. And we're having the re-grand opening of North Park on June 22nd. It's going to be a community event. Come out and enjoy everything that we have to offer there. But also there's going to be a beautiful, beautiful mural that Carrie Epley and her friend Roxy are going to be painting live during that event. And it's going to be just paying respect to all the history that has happened in that park. And it's going to be so stunning. So it's a community event. So come out. There's going to be amazing things happening that day. And I'm just like, to be honest, people are just like, all the things that you've done for North Park, it wasn't just me. I was just like one part of the wheel. It's a community effort. And I couldn't have done one penny without the Facebook, Instagram support, the Billings community support. It's park, you know, partners of Partners for Parks, you guys here at the Chamber, like the community as a whole did this.
Well, I mean, first of all, I just have to say, as one of the SEPTED practitioners here at the Chamber, I can't tell you how exciting it is to see somebody really put that into practice on the scale that you are. I think you deserve a lot of credit for the leadership that you brought to that whole project, too, because it does take somebody to kind of coordinate all that and put it together. And, you know, I think the North Park Recreation Center was one of the projects that would have been done. Mm-hmm. Redeveloping that would have been done if the Parks Bond last November had passed. And I think a lot of people would have potentially thrown their hands up and said, well, voter said no, there's nothing really we can do on that. But that just taking what you have and working with it, I think, is just huge. And we're going to see a lot of impact out of that, I think. So
I hope so. Yeah, because the community, Billings community deserves it. And the North Side and the eBird community deserves it wholeheartedly. And I'm just so happy to be able to give it to them. Yeah. You know, I just like when you put your heart into something so much and you put it out there, I'm not shocked, because Billings is amazing, but the amount of support and likes and reposts and just support that you get from this community, like, I'm never surprised by it. Never. It's amazing.
You also brought the Renaissance Fairs to North Park, too.
Yes, yes. And this year it's coming back, and it's going to be 2 days and take over the whole entire park. And when, you know, we have Ken and Doug from the Renaissance Fair that do it in Red Lodge, and they have other events throughout the year that are absolutely amazing to work with, and their heart is so in it. So I'm so thankful that they want to do this, and I'm so thankful that they, you know, can rally the troops like they can, and they host these things like, I don't know, like, you know, people brush their teeth in the morning. They do it with such grace and passion. And so, yeah, coming back this year for 2 days, taking over the whole park. And as soon as we said we were bringing it back, their vendors were like, I want to come back. I want to come back. And we had over 4,500 people there last year.
Yeah.
4,500 people.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a hunger for stuff to do in Billings.
Yeah.
And yeah, providing that in itself has a lot of value. I went last year. I thought it was great.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
Looking for the perfect platform to showcase your brand? Look no further than Nonstop Local. Our advertising solutions are tailored to suit your needs, providing maximum exposure for your business within your local community. With our diverse range of advertising options, you can reach your target audience with ease and grow your customer base. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Nonstop Local has the expertise and resources to take your advertising to the next level. Choose Nonstop Local and watch your business soar.
What are some of the other projects that you've worked on that you'd kind of want to highlight?
Like fun projects?
Yeah, or just, I mean, anything that you've worked on that you think is going to have an impact. I mean, we've talked about the things that I know about, but you're busy. I'm sure there's other things.
Yeah, but yeah. So we do our annual meeting every year at 406 Lawn. That's so much fun. And we're doing that again this year on the Cattle Drive, which is a blast. Yes, yes. I love the Cattle Drive. That's one. That's a fun event. That is an old historical event in Billings that people love. You know, it brings a lot of the history, especially the eBird. Like, one thing I love about the eBird is we have so many amazing stores that people come from all around the country to go visit for these, like, artisans. And we are so blessed to have them right in the eBird. And I don't think a lot of people in Billings, like, know who they are or know how significant they are to the culture. But I'm so glad we have them. And, you know, we have the original, like, Western Ranch and the Shiftons right in our, like, our district. And then you have places like Buckaroo Business and Swanky Saddles, and Rich Rand is down there, and they're just amazing people. Yeah. So bringing the Cattle Drive back was really cool. And I know last year it was small, you know, I was like, they were just like, let's try it this year. You know, we're bringing cattle back down to the streets. But, you know, I think, I think we're good now. I think we're ready to let loose. And so it's going to be fun. The women's run is coming up, Mother's Day weekend. And last year we got to be a part of that. We got to decorate the eBird and really shine a light on our area. And we love that we're involved now. So this is my first year. I got to be on the board and I'm excited. We decorate the eBird. We bring music to the community. And I'm really glad a big group of people get to run through the eBird and see it changing before their eyes. And year after year, it's going to keep getting better and things are going to change. And I think a lot of people don't take advantage of taking a slow run through the eBird. And this really gets to showcase that. We are going to do some other fun events this year with our North Park grand opening. Like I said, we are going to have Wild Rose. Paintball is going to be there with their maze and some laser tag. We're hoping to get a dunk tank going with some really fun people. You get to,
nice.
Yeah. So if we have any big community people out there listening, if you want to be a part of the dunk tank, we'd love to have you. Or if anyone wants to nominate anyone, I'm all for that. Yeah, but we're going to have that. I've been talking to the marketing guy that's in Next Gen with me. We're going to try to get the Mustangs and their mascot out there that day. We're going to get the SWAT vehicle, fire truck. So we're going to have a lot of fun events going on with that as well. And I have some new ones that I am gearing up to do this year that I'm really, really excited about. So, and Wild West Walls we're doing this year.
What is that?
It's our mural festival.
Okay.
So we are doing the first mural festival in Billings this year. It is going to be from September 5th through the 8th. And we are hoping to do around 15 murals in the eBird. Right now, we have about 7 to 8. I think we have 7 or 8 walls secured for that date. But we're working on getting more they're big walls too. So the goal is for that weekend, we're going to match businesses in the eBird up with artists, local artists in Billings. And we want to paint as many murals as we can in that weekend. We're going to have food trucks, live music. We're going to shut down some streets and we're going to make it a huge art show and really showcase the variety of art and really pay attention to unheard voices in Billings. So we really want to showcase different cultures, like different stories that might not always get picked for the murals or might not always be showcased. And we want to make sure they all have a voice here at this festival.
I absolutely love that. That sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm over here taking notes about like all of the different things that you've got coming up, all the cool things that people can take advantage of. So that we can put them in the show notes. But just generally, if people want to find out more about what you're working on, where would you refer people?
Social media. Go to our Instagram, go to our Facebook. You can sign up for our newsletter. If you go to our website at the bottom, we send out a newsletter every month. And we usually give updates on all of this. You can go to our website. It's just billingsbird.com. If you are interested in anything in particular, I'm extremely reachable. Just billingsbird@gmail.com. I try to get back to all my emails within a day. If I'm throwing this out there, just give me a little bit of grace. But, you know, we take volunteers for all these events and we have t-shirts we give out. We have hats. We are very, very gracious and thankful to any volunteers and we like to take care of them. We have a lot of things going on and we couldn't do any of it without community support. But yeah, we like to have fun and we like to appreciate our neighborhood. So,
yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, actually, because you have a small team. You have one other person working at your office, right?
Yes. And she just came on board on Thursday of last week.
OK, so how do you get your board and your volunteers and everybody like that motivated? Like, how do you accomplish, you know, just like as a leadership tips type of thing?
Yeah.
How do you accomplish so much with so few people?
To be honest, I think if you're passionate and you are out there getting your hands dirty and you are showing that you're willing to do all the work and you're not just, you know, pushing it out onto other people, or you're not saying, you know, we need to do a litter cleanup and then you're not showing up for the litter cleanups, who's going to show up with you, you know, if you're not out there getting your hands dirty?
Yeah.
I'm literally doing or will do anything I ask anyone else to do. I was stuffing envelopes this morning. I pick up litter every time we have a litter pickup. I walk the streets and if I see someone left a dirty diaper, I carry gloves and trash pickup stuff with me. Like, I will not ever ask anyone something to do that I am not willing to do before them. So, and you know, I lead with energy, I lead with passion, and you know, I never say that someone works for me or they work with me. I'm always a team. Yeah. I'm never anyone's boss. I respect everyone, and I don't want anyone to ever think less of that. So I just think if you have passion and you're willing to do the work yourself, that people are willing to come work with you.
Yeah. And clearly you're doing something right.
No, well, thank you.
What other sort of volunteer roles do you have?
In my life that I do?
Yeah.
Well, I am the treasurer of the PTSA at Highland Elementary. I'm doing Billings leadership. I'm in Next Gen. I'm for Big Sky Economic Development. I'm doing the educational series. I'm on that committee. I do the skate park committee. I am on the North Park Task Force. I go to the Midtown Task Force where I live.
You have quite a bit going on.
Yeah, there's probably more.
You stay busy. Oh,
yeah, I try. I'm in 100 Strong that is led by some wonderful women in Billings. But, you know, yeah, I do a lot. But I do what's important, you know. I do what I think is going to be the best, not, you know, just for the community. You know, what will be great and help shape things for the next, you know, few generations, you know. And what makes me feel good. You know, you always make time for what makes you, what you think you need to make time for.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, not that you don't already have plenty going on right now, but what's next for you? What are some of your goals for the future?
Goals for the future? Serious question. Well, you know, I think as a mother, I just hope to keep raising my kids to be kind and treat others well. As a community member, I hope to just keep picking projects that, you know, motivate myself and others to do their best and, you know, keep leading the community in a positive way. And then career-wise, you know, I just keep wanting to give back, you know. I don't see that passion ever going away for me, you know. Most people, when I entered this job, told me it's like a 2-year job, 2 to 5 year job. I love it. Every day, I love my job. Even when I have bad days, I think I annoy my husband. I call him and I'm like, how's your day? And he's like, oh, it's good. He's like, how's your day? I'm like, amazing. I'm like, this is what happened. And he's like, you know, most people don't say that. And I'm like, well, most people should. So I can't really complain about my job. I'm very passionate about it. I guess if things ever did change, you know, I would want to find that someplace else. And I would want to give that to another organization or another position or another group of people. Just bring the level of commitment, level of passion and hope, I guess. I hope I bring to an area.
And no matter what, just keep being a helper.
Yeah, keep being a helper, you know. I think that's what, you know, Billings and the whole country needs right now is just helpers, you know. And we all have the capability of being helpers. It's just what we can do with what we have available. And you just gotta decide what you want to be when you wake up in the morning, you know.
Well, that is a fantastic place to leave it. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for all the work that you're doing. And once again, congratulations. Very, very well deserved.
Well, thank you for all you do for the community, Jack. And I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you so much to Michelle for joining us today. Thank you for listening. And thank you very much to Upstream Strategy Partners for sponsoring Chambercast. If you would like to suggest a topic or ask a question, please feel free to email us at podcast@billingschamber.com. If you like what you hear, please take a moment to rate us on your preferred podcast platform or recommend us to a friend. And don't forget to subscribe to Chambercast wherever you get your podcasts, because there is something here for everyone.